March 7, the glorious reunion in heaven. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Psalm 24, 7-10. Christ came to earth as God in the guise of humanity. He ascended to heaven as the King of saints. His ascension was worthy of his exalted character. He went as one mighty in battle, a conqueror leading captivity captive. He was attended by the heavenly host amid shouts and acclamations of praise and celestial song. All heaven united in his reception. The most precious fact to the disciples in the ascension of Jesus was that he went from them into heaven in the tangible form of their divine teacher. The last remembrance that the disciples were to have of their Lord was as the sympathizing friend, the glorified Redeemer. The brightness of the heavenly escort and the opening of the glorious gates of God to welcome him were not to be discerned by mortal eyes. Had the track of Christ to heaven been revealed to the disciples in all its inexpressible glory, they could not have endured the sight. Had they beheld the myriads of angels and heard the bursts of triumph from the battlements of heaven as the everlasting doors were lifted up, the contrast between that glory and their own lives in a world of trial would have been so great that they would hardly have been able to again take up the burden of their earthly lives. Their senses were not to become so infatuated with the glories of heaven that they would lose sight of the character of Christ on earth, which they were to copy in themselves. They were to keep distinctly before their minds the beauty and majesty of his life, the perfect harmony of all his attributes, and the mysterious union of the divine and human in his nature. It was better that the earthly acquaintance of the disciples with their Savior should end in the solemn, quiet, and sublime manner in which it did. His visible ascent from the world was in harmony with the meekness and quiet of his life.